For many people, retirement marks the end of one chapter and the start of another. This is especially true for active duty personnel when they transition into civilian life. When asked about her own transition out of the military, Robin Harder explained that her experience was easier than expected because she set herself up for success.
You know, I've heard many military people say after they transition that it was a very difficult process moving from the military into the civilian community. Did you experience any difficulties?
No. Okay. And the reason is I believe I set myself up for success. So before I retired, I started the Women Veterans of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. So in 2013, I was on my third foot surgery on convalescent leave, and I knew the end of 2014 would be it for me. So I started researching veterans organizations in San Antonio. I couldn't find anything that fit me, so I decided, why not create it? So I started the group, and I wanted an organization that I could have fun in, not just sit around and talk about my problems, because that's not what I wanted, and I found that that's what a lot of other women want, too. So I was busy running the group and getting that started and established, and then I started my transitional leave, took off my uniform, and I've just been progressing with the group, and I still feel like any day now I'm going to put my uniform on and get off leave and go into work. So I've had an easy transition just because I've surrounded myself with the organization and many women veterans.
Well, I was on your webpage last night, the San Antonio Women's Veterans Group, and I noticed there are 630 members in your group now.
There's almost 650 now.
650.
I haven't updated the website.
Okay. So what do you hear from your members about their challenges?
Just being recognized as a veteran. And I'm wearing a T-shirt today that has our logo on it. And on the back of all of our T-shirts, we have the saying, women are veterans too. And the reason we have that is because, like, if you go to the VA, they're like, oh, are you here waiting for your husband? Oh, what's your sponsor social? And you're like, no, I'm the veteran. Even on my car, I have a woman veteran license plate. They will, if me and my husband are out and we get out of the car, someone will come up to him and shake his hand and thank him for his service. And it's my car with the woman veteran license plate. You know, it's, people just don't think of that. And when I was still serving 3 years ago, my husband would be like, my wife is still in the Army. I'm the one that's, he retired 4 years before me. So he was like, I'm the retired one. She's still active duty. And they don't know how to act. If it's a man, they're like, oh, okay.
How does that affect you and how do you cope with that?
It's frustrating. It's just education, I guess. So I wear my Women Veterans of San Antonio shirt a lot and just get that out there. And everywhere I go, I ask, do you have a veterans discount? Just education. So that's part of the Women Veterans of San Antonio mission is provide that education.
Robin Harder was interviewed by her friend Kimberly Smith on February 8th in San Antonio, Texas. You can hear more StoryCorps South Texas stories on our website, tpr.org.
Produced by Danielle Trevino with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to provide Americans of all backgrounds and beliefs with the opportunity to record, share, and preserve the stories of our lives. StoryCorps.org. StoryCorps South Texas is made possible by Monterey Iron and Metal, USAA, and ESD, a digital marketing agency.